Charlotte Water is increasing testing and adjusting water treatment as it responds to growing concerns about water quality after problems in other cities. WFAE's environmental reporter David Borax reports.
Ever since lead contamination in Flint, Michigan's water began grabbing headlines, people have started wondering about their own tap water. Water systems around the country have tried to reassure customers it's safe. Barry Gullett is the head of Charlotte Water, which supplies 834,000 customers around Mecklenburg County. He's been hearing worries, too.
We have great water here in Charlotte. But all this negative publicity, though, is causing me a lot of concern about our customer confidence in that water.
So Gullett has been making the case for Charlotte Water, giving presentations to town boards, the Mecklenburg County Commission, and this week, Charlotte City Council. He says the utility is putting more water quality information on its website, adding equipment, adjusting water treatment, and expanding testing. And Gullett is talking about what happened in Michigan and why he says it can't happen here. When Flint changed its water source 2 years ago, the chemical makeup of the new supply corroded old lead pipes, which contaminated the water.
Lead dissolves in the water when there's not a corrosion control process in place. We have a corrosion control process in place here, and it works quite well.
There's another major difference between Flint and Charlotte. Thousands of houses in Flint are served by lead pipes, not so in Charlotte Water's 4,000 miles of lines.
I can't say that there are no lead pipes in Charlotte. We believe there are a very few lead pipes in Charlotte. Last year, we documented four.
When Charlotte Water finds them, they're replaced, as are other old pipes found during routine maintenance. Plus, about 60% of houses in the county were built after 1990, when lead pipes were no longer used. This year, Charlotte Water will increase testing for lead and copper in tap water. On Monday, the City Council approved plans to spend $850,000 on new equipment to fight corrosion, while also preventing issues like one that cropped up last summer. In August, a chemical Duke Energy used to treat coal at its Catawba River plants showed up in the water supply. It reacted with chlorine, which is used to disinfect water. That created what Gullett calls a disinfection byproduct, which raised red flags. He says the water remains safe, but Duke stopped using the chemical and Charlotte Water flushed the system.
As our system continues to grow, reaches further out into the county, and we install larger pipes, the time that the water spends in the pipe between the plant and the faucet gets to be longer and longer. And so we have to manage that.
Meanwhile, Gullett also wants to make water quality data easier to find. Federal law requires annual water quality reports, but Gullett says once a year isn't enough. Gullett and his staff now are putting more on the web, from blog posts to test results. Gullett also faces another challenge, which he discovered at recent community meetings.
I have been surprised at how many folks have said, I don't drink the water. And so I ask them why. And a lot of the response that I get is, well, where I'm from, we just never drank the water. And so I want to get the message out that the water here in Charlotte is great and it's good water, and you should drink it.
You can do your homework at charlottewater.org. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.